Day 29, March 18th. Today's reflection is based on Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 26, and was written by the Reverend Michael Wallace, class of 2014. The Joseph story is one of the richest, and one of my favorites, in the whole Hebrew Bible. As we travel the wilderness road of Lent, a season marked by reflection, repentance, and self-examination, the journey of Joseph offers profound guidance. From a coveted coat revealing Joseph as his father's favorite, to his siblings' plot to make Joseph disappear, then from the advances of Potiphar's wife to dream interpretation as a get-out-of-jail-free card, this story has all the drama worthy of a soap opera. In the final chapters of Genesis, the tension increases as Joseph's brothers come to Egypt begging for help during a famine. They didn't recognize that their own brother was the official in charge. As readers, we know where events are headed. There will eventually be a big reveal, but will Joseph seek retribution and punish his siblings? Or will he be moved with compassion and have mercy on them? Thankfully, Joseph doesn't hold a grudge, and even seems to be thankful for the challenges of his life that have led him to this moment. He says to his brothers, "Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good." In all the twists and turns of our lives, it can sometimes be difficult to see God's hand in it all. Yet the powerful testimony of Joseph reminds us that, with holy hindsight, we can more clearly bear witness to how God has led us through the most difficult days and seasons. When bad days come, and they most definitely will, let us pray for grace and a spirit of wonder as we seek to discern God's intentions in our lives. Today's prayer. O God of our days, and especially of our nights, we pray for your accompanying presence to be with us through the twists and turns of our lives. In the pit of despair, help us to look up to you. Help us to hold on to hope that you are making all things new, and that you intend even the worst moments for good, and for your ultimate glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.